Hello, I'm Jonathan Arbrough, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Ice cream eating is a really important part of our travels. We've had the most amazing and delicious ice creams. There are many theories about the invention of ice cream, and an ice cream-like food was first eaten in China in the 600s AD when the king had his slaves make something from buffalo milk and camphor and freeze it in the snow. It doesn't sound great to me, but back then there wasn't much option available. Around about 200 AD, the Chinese are said to have frozen a milk and rice mixture again in the snow, but this time with more success. And the Roman emperors had their slaves go up into the high mountains to collect snow, have it flavored, and then serve it to them. Charles I, the King of England, is said to have paid his chef to keep his ice cream recipe a secret. The most important one of them all is Marco Polo, who, having seen ice creams in China of a fashion, it was him who introduced them to Italy, and so has brought us to where we are today. That is where my first of my ice cream starts, possibly in one of the most obvious places, Rome in Italy. After visiting the Colosseum, we saw an ice cream shop with a huge wooden Pinocchio statue outside, and thought, well, we have to try that. The ice cream was oh so good. Tragedy arose. The next time we visited Rome, the ice cream shop was gone. And I'll never get to taste another scoop of that ice cream. So it'll just have to live on as a really good memory. Rhodes is next on my list of ice creams of the world that I really rate. And again, it's not too surprising given that Rhodes at one point was owned as an island by the Italians. We had a wonderful short break, and I really do recommend Rhodes as an island break because it's got such a great mix of both culture and beach. The Knights Templar Castle is definitely worth a visit. We were walking on mosaics that were from between the 2nd and 6th centuries. And I actually had to kneel down to feel them because I was just so amazed that I was able to walk on something as ancient as that. It was a hot sunny day, so of course we joined an ice cream queue. The local man standing in front of me said he visited this ice cream shop at least once a week and said I really had to try salted caramel peanut flavor. That's not my usual flavor, but I thought when in Rhodes, listen to the locals, so I tried it. It was so good. We went back the next day for more, and as it was our last day in Rhodes, treated ourselves to a second scoop, which I had as chocolate. I think it's actually quite lucky I don't live in Rhodes, because like that local man, I would have probably been there every week, or more often in fact, and gained a lot of weight. For my last European ice cream, we head off to Portugal. We were in the city of Lagos, and something I really enjoyed learning about Portugal is that along many of the beaches, there are wooden walkways that stretch for miles and have handrails running along either side of it. So as a blind man walking along, I can't fall off the edge because there's something that's going to stop me. So every day we went for long walks and had such fun being able to explore in this way. In the old town of Lagos, we walked past an ice cream shop, and to our delight, it had a tiny little wooden statue of Pinocchio outside it. Now, I know this wasn't the Italian ice cream of Rome that I spoke about before, but we absolutely had to go in, given our wonderful memories of Rome, and we gave it a try. They had fantastic flavours, and this time I tried blood orange, along with various others, because over the course of the next few days while we were still in Lagos, we had to visit it every day. We had to sample new flavours. What else would you do? Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.